Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And on today's Pageantry Podcast, I am excited to have our fashion jewelry writer and designer of Ms. Bieza, Catherine Pojeter. Did I say that right, Catherine?
Yes, that's very, very close. Pojeter.
Pojeter, okay, I'm getting closer. I was trying to get that German in there for you. How are you today?
Very well, my dear. Thank you so much. How about yourself?
Doing great. I've been waiting for your call here for a couple of days, and we finally have caught up. And we want to talk a little bit about Ms. Bieza. You are now our, and have been for a couple issues, our jewelry writer for Pageantry Magazine.
Right. It's been very positive. You know, I have received certain feedbacks. People love the encouragement that was in between the lines. I think it's more about way of styling, life of styling. You know, you don't really have to go out of your way breaking too much money and load with some unnecessary pieces. So it's just a way of discovering your own personal styling.
And how long have you been in business?
Gosh, it's been over 15 years from the first day I started to learn how to draw, and working with a couple of designers back in Joburg who worked for De Beer until I can fly solo. So it's been a long road, a bumpy road, I have to say.
What was your inspiration for becoming a designer of jewelry and accessories?
I think, you know, I've been a very loyal customer for De Beers collection. For my past job, I was working for a semi-government department for South Africa. And with all the events that I had to attend, represent the country, I really had very limited budget to accessorize my outfit. So eventually I thought, you know, if I could change this and that, and the thoughts lead to another different page of my life. So I am doing what I'm doing now, and I love every single moment of it.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing a great job. I mean, it's all striking. What is your design philosophy? A lot of your pieces, and you know, we've talked a lot about this, there are certain pieces that just have that wow factor. But what is your true design philosophy? Where does that come from?
Thank you, first of all, for the compliments. I think basically from day one, I kind of started as a hobby. I say, I don't care if I can sell it or not. I personally will wear what I was busy working on. So I think it's the very unique personality you would like to transform within, you know, like every single piece that I work with, it has a significant story behind it. Like the Black Widow, it was just something very sassy and very sexy message that you wanted to put across the table. When you walk into any room, any function, you will be the focus point as soon as you step into the room. You don't have to overload with too many pieces. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
One focus point with a very complimentary outfit, you will always be the focus point.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, especially within accessories, and we do a lot of fashion forecasts, you know, the stones, the color variations and styles. How do you see that progressing throughout the line and into the future?
I think for just say the upcoming 2012 spring collection, colors are coming back and all the designs are taking their turn, you know, revolving door. As long as you keep your old stock, one day you will be able to use them again, and it's in a very trendy fashion for the next year too. Very 60s, 50s look, glamorous is coming back big time, regardless if you're in the pageantry market or not. Even for everyday wear or corporate outfit, you can still find one pair of earring or just a bracelet that really pop out and really put that extra spice on your ordinary outfit. So I would say keep your old stock, just invest a couple new pieces every season, and you're good to go.
And again, with a very unique look, is most of that custom, or can anybody wear this?
Custom, because first of all, it has the personality, and you're bold enough to want to try and be different. And also, you can receive compliments from different angles, because some of my pieces, they are just like one of the kind. And if you are not daring enough to try, maybe it's not your cup of tea.
And again, senior speeches, dramatic. I keep coming back to that word, dramatic. I've seen a lot of the pieces, a lot of the images come through for editorial and piece that you sent me to look at, and of course when I met you at the fashion market in Dallas, very dramatic. Do you feel that sets you apart from anybody else?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. We all have recipe for chocolate chip cookies, right? Mm-hmm. But still, if you have one or two different spice you put in, you can have a totally different taste mm-hmm. in the finishing product. So I really have to find a niche to distinguish mm-hmm. myself among different jewelry designer. So I think I have a lot of personal message through my design. I have to meet with the right customer to really appreciate mm-hmm. and can really carry my pieces. So, yes, I do have some everyday mm-hmm. collection that just to meet mm-hmm. the general requirement. I am very proud with my unique bow design. Mm-hmm. So I love to meet all those ladies along the way.
Mm-hmm. So especially in our business, for stage, for the entertainment industry, for pageantry, a lot of it is custom, and you actually design that after speaking with each individual, yes?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Definitely, yes.
Signature pieces. What do you feel when people say, Ms. Bieza, which pieces? You mentioned a Blackwood earlier. There are certain pieces that come to mind that you say, this is me, this is my style.
I would say the baby. Yeah, it's bold enough, three-dimensional. I don't think at this stage I came across any similar design that can pretty much put in the same category. That's the main reason I decide on choosing that one as a feature.
Our readers will be wowed by it. Our listeners have to see it.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, to see, to believe.
it is stunning. And talking about red carpet and celebrity, a lot of people, and myself included, we see a lot of your designs every week on a particular hit television show. Am I correct?
Yes. Like, for instance, the past season, Dancing with the Star, and the season before. So it was a very unique opportunity for me to introduce my collection to the ballroom professional and the celebrity who participate in the program. And, of course, a lot of celebrity like Pamela Anderson and, you know, especially one of the judge, Carrie-Anne Inaba. Mm-hmm. She loved my long earrings and some bold statement pieces she also tried at different mm-hmm. events. So I'm very pleased and I'm blessed to have the opportunity mm-hmm. to work with them.
Dancing with the Stars, that's a big feather in your cap, a big jewel in your tiara, I will say. Dancing with the Stars, amazing. Celebrities, yes, and I've seen a lot of the pictures on there too. If they want to see more of your line, you have a website, correct?
Yes, I do have a website, but I have to further explain, I cannot post all my design on the website mm-hmm. for various reasons. I work with retailer, mm-hmm. and then I also work with celebrities. They wanted to keep the collection mm-hmm. very private. They don't want it to be in public eyes until they actually showcase for their particular purpose or event. So I, you know, assure anybody who's interested in participating in pageantry competition, you definitely can work with me. I will consult with you, spend a couple hours knowing your personality and your styling, and then I can design something accordingly if you cannot find anything that's suitable for my existing collection. So it's very, very personalized service, and I love it.
But your website is MsBieza.com, correct?
Yes.
MsBieza.com.
MsBiezaZZA.com. So yeah. Please, by all means, you know, you check it out and then contact me for any comments or inquiry.
Why do you feel jewelry and accessories are so important within fashion?
Well, it's like, for instance, if a gentleman, they're wearing three pieces of suit, but you forgot to button up your shirt or forgot your tie or forgot your shoes, according to the color that you're wearing, it's totally incomplete. So you just wanted to complement your outfit and have the right piece of accessory to have that complete look. That's basically the easy way to describe it.
I agree. Anything else you'd like our readers and listeners to know about you? About Ms. Bieza, or about fashion and accessories?
First of all, we work according to your budget, so don't have to worry about, oh, I cannot afford this or that. Just a matter of you give us a call and let us know your need, and then I will take care of you the best I can. And secondly, accessory, I think we would really wanted to introduce the lifestyle back to like the good old 40s and 50s. People really spend the extra 5-10 minutes to have the final check on them before they walk out the house. Do I have the right piece of outfit put together? The shoes are clean, and I have just one accessory or a couple pieces that really complement the look, regardless how much money you spend on your jewelry. It's just you know what to wear and what not to wear.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to remember that.
You're doing a great job, so don't worry.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, we're going to release this right at the beginning of the year. And you will, you might actually be visiting us at the pageantry booth at the Miss America Trade Show, correct?
Yes, that's true. I've already made the arrangements, so I will definitely be there. It's one event I do not wish to miss out.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll have more readers come and support both Pageantry Magazine and, of course, Miss Beleza, too.
Well, of course. And MissBeleza.com. And your phone number is?
The office number is 408-573-6308.
408-573-6308.
That's correct. That's the office number.
Catherine, it has been my pleasure today.
Thank you so much, Carl. You've been a darling.
Oh, why, thank you so much, Catherine. And I will be seeing you in Las Vegas very soon.
Definitely.
You have a wonderful holiday season. Again, our special guest on the Pageantry Podcast, Catherine Pojeda from Ms. Beleza.
Thank you.